The Eagles and Hotel California. It feels a bit like California at the moment with the heat. But I'm fortunate to be here in a nice air-conditioned studio. And I'm joined by Owen Tonks-Lewis, co-organiser and curator of TEDx Brayford Pool. For anyone who doesn't know Owen, tell us what TEDx Brayford Pool is.
So TEDx Brayford Pool is part of the international TED brand. Is about public speaking, but bringing forward those ideas worth sharing. So actually, what is it that we need to be talking about? What conversations do we need to be having on that national, but more importantly for us, on that local stage? So we're part of, we're a TEDx, so it means independently organised. So it's run by volunteers, local, including myself, and supported by local speakers.
And this has been running in the city for a while now, but for anyone who doesn't know or hasn't come across it because they might have been searching for TEDx Lincoln, why can't it be called that?
Now that's a very, very interesting question. So TEDx Nebraska did beat us to it. They got there before we did, so they did get that TEDx Lincoln brand. But of course we have the good old Brayford Pool right in the centre, which I may be jumping into very soon after this. But hopefully one day we may look to reclaim the TEDx Lincoln.
Yeah, and it's very much grown over the years. I've been part and involved since the start, and it just keeps, you know, growing year on year. It's great. It's great to see. How do you kind of top it each year? Do you even intend to top it each year?
I think each year the question we always ask ourselves is what next? Mm. I think we've had some amazing speakers over the years. We're coming up to sort of our seventh type of year. And each year we always say it, and it always feels cliche that we go, it's our best year yet. Mm. It's massively down to sort of the speakers that come onto stage. From everyone that has been on stage has had that amazing quality, from whether that's our big main events where we've got our big speakers, even when we're doing our TEDx Women and our TEDx Youth events. I think each year it's adding that what comes next, and the more people that come, the more people from the community that there are, the more businesses that get involved, it's just becoming this fantastic place just to be part of, to find out about what's actually happening in our city. It's a really joy to actually be part of as well as...
It absolutely is. It really is. You mentioned TEDx Youth and TEDx Women.
Yes.
There. That doesn't feature in this year's programme. Will it be making a comeback, or is it kind of back burner now?
It's something that we're looking at. Yeah. Our main aim, especially for this year, because as we're sort of, a lot of people, we're sort of moving that past COVID, looking about actually what is it that we do. But for this year's big event, it's our largest one that we've ever done. It's over 2 days. It's over both a Saturday and a Sunday, which is new for us. So it's incorporating a lot of that TEDx, what we did with our flagship event, but it's including what we're doing with TEDx Women and TEDx Youth into almost one large event. But it's certainly going to be looking about what does the next stage look for the events.
And you mentioned the TEDx flagship event.
Yes.
But there's also this year been three TEDx Brayford Pool salon events. What happened at those for anyone who missed it, and kind of what are they all about?
Yeah, so TEDx Salon is almost a rather weird term because it does sound like we're about to all get our nails done. But for the TEDx...
I'm surprised we haven't actually done
that in a
salon yet.
I know, we really should.
Yeah.
We must actually. We'll do TEDx Salon. The TEDx Salons are a really easy to go to workshop. So our whole point with them is putting on something interactive. So we'll look at what TEDx talks have happened previously around the theme. So for this year, we've been looking a lot about making a 23rd century city. So actually, what does the future look like? So we've looked at place, we've looked at population, and we've looked at people as well. So we've taken part in three Lincoln City tours around the city, actually going up into the buildings and what space do we have in the city, working with people from who live in Lincoln to people who are working to plan Lincoln. We've done mock council halls with actual town councillors, and getting people working, talking together, actually doing our own debates and stuff, to a wonderful session down at Southside in Lincoln, looking about what the future of healthcare is and what we need to be doing. And we do make our way through plenty of snacks and drinks during the event.
And all of this is with a reason. You are working with the Lincolnshire Policy Hub, aren't you?
Yeah, so we've been working with the Lincoln Policy Hub. So we've been running the TEDx salons for a number of years. Throughout the years, we've looked at that future of Lincoln. We've looked at the meaning of love. We've looked at whether there's supernatural life out there. We've covered a lot. But what we really want to do this year, and what our aim is looking towards with the TEDx process, is how do we make that impact? So everything we've been doing with our salon events, we've been recording from, and anyone who's taken part, we've got their involvement in. And that's being recorded and taken part into, with the Lincoln Policy Hub, into a document that basically is looking at what does happen next. How do we take these opinions, the thoughts that are happening, and these actions we discuss, that it's not just all of us having a fantastic out 3 hours on a Saturday. How do we make sure this sort of has that legacy and that impact?
And that's so great, because I think, you know, often people do these events or these kind of things and it kind of doesn't go anywhere. Yeah. So it's good that this could potentially lead to something and some good change within the city. We're going to have a bit of music now, and then we'll chat after that a bit about the upcoming TEDx event in October.
In October?
It's coming around very soon, isn't
Far
it?
Far too soon.
This is You're So Vain by Carly Simon. Carly Simon and You're So Vain. Don't worry, the song isn't about you. 19 minutes past five here on Sound Radio, and I still have Owen in the studio with me to talk all things TEDx Brayford Pool. Before that track, we chatted about the salon events that have happened already this year, and we chatted about what TEDx Brayford Pool is. How can people volunteer and get involved if they want to, and what kind of volunteers are you looking for?
Absolutely. So on the TEDx Brayford Pool website, we've got loads of our volunteer applications open. As we were talking about, the whole thing with TEDx is that volunteer driven. Whether that's you have an hour to spare a month drawing images to help us to put out on social media, or you want to be hands-on and be there on the events and handing out t-shirts and jumping along to music, there's loads of ways to get involved.
And there's always so much to do, isn't there?
Always so much to do, and you get quite a lot out of it.
You do. It's a really enjoyable day.
Yeah, I absolutely loved it. My journey into where I am now with the team was going from a TEDx youth speaker myself to starting to volunteer and absolutely falling in love. The volunteer team has just been such a fantastic family, to the point even had one of the other volunteers do my wedding for me.
Yeah. So, and that's the thing, once you're in, you kind of get hooked, don't you?
Absolutely. You can't leave. But we've got everything on the website page. All the applications are there. And if you can think of a way that you can get involved that we've not put out, always happy to have a chat, get in touch and let us know actually how can we help you,
yeah,
and how can you help us.
And of course it is a not-for-profit organisation, which means that to put on the events you rely heavily on sponsors. How going forward, I mean, I don't know if the sponsor applications are shut for this year, but how going forward into next year can people be a sponsor if they want to?
So in the exact same way, we've got everything on the website. We've not got anything closed. We're always happy and sort of always talking with places. And it's one of those things that, especially as you were saying, with the type of organisation we are, we rely a lot and work a lot with sort of our community partners, and we really do have some amazing people that we work with, all of which, again, is on our website. But we wouldn't be able to do it without them, absolutely. And, again, that's from small independent businesses who are able to sort of give that small amount, to even just time. People like the Lincoln Policy Hub, who we were talking about earlier, a fantastic partner who's giving us an hour a week, just someone who's helping us to write this type of work.
Yeah, so it doesn't even particularly have to be a monetary contribution.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
The whole aim, as we've been talking about, is it's about how do we create that impact in our community. And anybody who's ever interested in having that conversation with us, well, more than happy to have that.
So the TEDx flagship is coming up.
Is there an
overarching theme for it? Can you tell us what it is? Is that out there yet?
It is out there. we're actually really excited by this year's theme. So for this year's theme is spectrums. So we're looking a lot about that range of different ideas and actually where that fits. And our speaker announcement, our first round of speakers, goes out on Monday. So our first 10 speakers that we're announcing, and I say this every year, and every year I sit across from you, and I say I'm absolutely excited for this year, and I do mean it absolutely this year. We have some really fantastic speakers. I think I have that real joy from being part of the organising team, is seeing people, and especially as we're saying, sort of people local to our area, who start off by going, I have this idea that's going to make an impact. And being able to sit with them and go through it with them. From this year, we've got people talking about the impact of mannequins, to taiko drumming, to how do we use silence, to bipartisan politics, to how we're showing music and elements of depression. It's such a fantastic variety this year. And it is over that 2 days, so it's not just those speakers we've got on the stage. We've got workshops that's going to be happening with local groups, from art to walking to city tours. It's a lot around that idea and that plan of how do we bring those ideas into life. As we were saying about with the TEDx salons, it's not just about that sitting down and talking about it. Those conversations are so important, but how do we actually make that worthwhile? How do we create that impact?
And this is the thing, like, the thing I enjoy most about it as well is seeing the different generations, the people from all different backgrounds coming together and having these conversations and watching these talks, and then in breaks, you know, having a conversation about their thoughts and feelings on it, because more often than not, these people within the community wouldn't chat together usually.
No, and it's what events like this really help to bring out, especially when we've got even those breaks as well, where it gives that opportunity for people in our audience to chat with the volunteers and the speakers, and especially those workshops, with that it's not just the people on stage, it's then bringing our previous speakers together with those who have been on stage to those who are in our audience, is expanding on those ideas as well.
And you've said that you're announcing the first 10. I presume there's 10 each day then for the event.
So it's going to be a bit of a mix throughout, because some days are going to be more speaking, but some aren't. But we're not just got that first week. We're going to have about 2 to 3 announcements of speakers, because we got quite a number this year.
Yeah.
It is our biggest event that we have done. And that is brought together by such an amazing speaker panel. And I keep mentioning how amazing they are, and I absolutely stand by it.
So we've done these flagship events at various locations over the years. Where is it taking place this year?
So this year is on the 14th and 15th of October at the Engine Shed at the University of Lincoln. An amazing venue. Obviously, it's got that fantastic theatre space. As well, it gives us the chance to use their bar space and all the open spaces for the workshops and stuff as well. And of course, slap bang in the centre of Lincoln means some fantastic parking, and we're right next door to go and have a look around the city.
Yeah. And if people want to get tickets to come and see, how can they do so?
So tickets are available on our website. We do have early saver tickets that are up, as well as tickets will be open all the way up until the event and on the day as well, if needed.
And if anyone comes to this in October and walks away thinking, I've got an idea worth spreading, how can they get involved next year? Can they keep an eye on social media?
Yep, so we always put all of our information on social media with the updates on when stuff's opening. We tend to open about the beginning of each year, so in about that January to about April time, to give people the chance to look and have a read through what they put out. We do focus on that idea worth sharing, that whole idea around TEDx, is it's not just the standing up and reciting something from the book. It's about what is it that you are passionate about and you believe in. And we really want to hear from anyone who has that. There's this idea that with TEDx and a big public speaking, you have to be the absolute world expert in that, and if you have, then amazing. But that's not just what we're looking for.
And you have speaker coaches that do training on that kind of thing anyway.
Exactly. Our speakers do go through coaching process with us, so they get the opportunities to have one-to-ones with some fantastic coaches Not just saying that because I get to do it as well. But they get to do one-to-one coaching as well as group coaching, both online and in person, where we'll go through how to write scripts, we'll go through how to stand on the stage, we'll go through that idea of how to make your talk you, and how you can deliver the best talk that's really for you.
Definitely. It's so great, and I'm so glad that all these years later, we're still here, we're still going strong.
We are still going strong.
From the beginning. And, you know, it's good to see it thriving and continuing to, you know, come up with fantastic ideas, fantastic talks. As you say, every year we say it, but they do just keep getting better every year. Thank you for coming in and speaking to me.
Thank you.
And people go out and get tickets for TEDx Brayford Pool in October. Go to the website tedxbrayfordpool.com and there are links there. And you can see a wonderful picture of Owen on there as well, in case you're wondering what he looks like.